This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Sorry about that, Dave, and sorry for the interruption there. I'm just coming back to you again in relation to that. So you think it's a good idea. So if all things were good. Now, obviously, I understand why people are leaving the country at the moment in their droves, because they can't afford to live here. And I get that. But if all things were good, you know, looking forward to the future, it is something that we could implement to encourage people to stay here so we get value for money.
Well, it's not even that, but it's just kind of like...
Well, it is even that, isn't it? We're spending a lot of money.
But that's the point I'm trying to make. We're paying for someone's education, and then they're leaving. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. You know, like, I would never like to see us go down the road of having, you know, like, having to pay for college, like the American model, you know, where you're in debt for the rest of your life, more or less. You know, and the money that you're paying off isn't even going back into the economy. It's going to some greedy fucking shareholders' pockets, and they're hoarding all the wealth. No, like, this very much needs to be seen as an investment into our infrastructure, because it's getting more expensive. Our public services are, like, one of the first things we also need to do along with this is go through the public sector with a fucking hatchet. Because, like, I have a friend, she works in the corporate world. She was telling me how the public sector works. She would look for a job in the public sector, and my jaw was on the floor when she was explaining how things work. Like, they don't even hire from outside. They use agencies. And she said the agencies will send you out, like, an application form for a job, and they will have misspellings in them, or they will be called a man, a woman by accident, or they misrepresent the job title. Like, all these changes are nice, but we need to start, like, from the top down in this country. And first thing that needs to be taken care of is the public sector.
I would agree. And I know people who work in the public sector. I had a friend of mine actually worked in the public sector, and he left because he was bored. He said there wasn't enough work. Yeah. He was sitting twiddling his thumbs all day. And in this, I won't go into where, what department he was in, but he said, there is no wonder there's a backlog in the department. He said, because every one of them are sitting there doing nothing all day. And he said they could do a lot more work, but they're told not to.
No, but, and they're told as well, like, nobody gives a shit. The managers don't give a shit. And look, it's very much like my job. If my job, the boss doesn't give a shit, why should I give a shit? Do you know?
Yeah. I mean, if your boss turned around to you and said, Jesus, Dave, you know, I don't know what it is you weld, but just let's say it's cylinders or something. I don't know. Oh, you did 7 cylinders yesterday, Dave. You need to pull back there a bit. You're making everyone else look bad. Just do 4. 4, do you? 4, do you? Take a rest. Read the newspaper. Yeah. Have a cup of coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's it. I mean, if the people at the top don't care, you know, why should you?
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Danielle. I want to come to Martin as well. Danielle, hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you going? Do you know something? I think that's a brilliant idea.
Hmm. So you actually just did a master's.
Going into my second year of it now.
Yeah, well, wouldn't it be nice now if I said to you, you don't have to pay for that at all. Nobody has to pay, actually. You don't even pay the administration fee, provided you're going to be working in Ireland and you're putting money back into the Irish economy again. Now, if you go to Australia and start putting money into their economy, we want the money back off you.
I think it's a great idea because it's really expensive to do a master's degree. I can guarantee that.
Okay, how much is it to do a master's now?
I'm paying over $7,500.
Okay. All right.
And I had to fight to get Susie to give me the tuition fee.
Okay, so we give you a loan of the $7,500, and provided you stay in Ireland for 5 years and work in the Irish economy utilising that particular degree or that master's, you don't pay a penny.
Yeah, I'd happily do it.
And it's written off then after the 5 years. It's gone.
Yeah. That would suit me down to the ground at the minute. Mm. I don't mind this country. It's just the government, I don't trust them to do it properly.
Mm. Now, some people would argue $7,500 is not an awful lot of money for a master's degree, by the way. And to be fair, in Ireland, we're very lucky when it comes to third level education because we don't pay a huge amount of money compared to other countries. If you were to do a master's degree in America, you'd be remortgaging your house. but I'd never like to see us going down that road either because it does cost more than whatever it is, $3,500 per year. You know, normally in a college in Ireland, it costs a lot more than $3,500 to educate somebody for a year in third level education.
Absolutely. But the thing about it is I'm happy to contribute to the country for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
At this stage now, I'm not going to leave, you know?
Yeah.
And I'd happily take it.
So your master's degree is in journalism and media, isn't it, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Dave, Dave has gone there. Let me just stay there, Danielle. Let me go to Martin as well. Martin, I know you're kind of saying certain third level educations should be free, but others not. What about media? Do you think that should be free, journalism?
Sorry, Niall, I hope you're feeling a bit better. Well, to a degree, certain media education should be, I won't say free. I mean, yeah, nothing in life is free. You have to pay for everything.
Well, it's free, provided you're going to use it in this country and not in another country.
It's the law of diminishing returns now. If you're getting something for nothing and you get an education, and that education is then taken to another country to benefit other people, what do we, the taxpayers in this country, get? I mean, okay, I'm not claiming any kind of special victimhood or anything here, right? I'm 65 years of age. I was up at 4 o'clock this morning. As it turns out, my plans for the day went completely awry because I broke a tooth and I'm waiting to go to the dentist.
How did you break a tooth, by the way? How did you break your tooth?
Pardon?
How did you break your tooth?
Believe it or not, Niall, I was sitting down having breakfast and I had some crispy bacon, but when I chewed down on it, an old filling that I've neglected for a while. I should have got something done about it, but the tooth broke and
well,
exposed.
Well, there's your warning, by the way. I've always known that crispy bacon is the hardest substance known to man. Yeah, it really is. But go. I broke a tooth on popcorn years ago, by the way. It was a kernel in the popcorn. Broke my tooth out of it. But go on.
Yeah, but like, I'm 65 years of age. I was up at 4 o'clock this morning getting ready to go to Galway to complete a job for my employer. Now, I'm not overpaid, but I'm well paid and I like my job. I don't believe that anyone is entitled to an education on my dime. And when they get that education, they take the benefit of it, bring it elsewhere and benefit other people from it who haven't paid for it. And this gets into the whole, I'm sick of hearing, you know, we hear people say, well, when we talk about immigration, oh, well, what about the Irish that went abroad? Frankly, I don't care about the Irish that went abroad. Even when I worked in Europe, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, I was working for an Irish company paying taxes in Ireland. I didn't abandon my country. I didn't go abroad. I stayed, and when I got married, I worked hard. I'm still working hard, as are many others. As I say, I'm not claiming any kind of special status. But I stayed, as did many others, to try and make our country better for the people who would come after us in this country. We didn't leave. We didn't abandon things. So that argument just makes it really irritates me when I hear people use that argument. Oh, what about the Irish that went abroad? And for the Irish that went abroad, the vast, vast, vast majority of them didn't get handouts. They had to go to work. But when it comes to me paying or any taxpayer paying for education, we're entitled to a return on our investment. And we're not getting that return. Now, when you want to start breaking it down, pardon me, I don't see that liberal arts degrees or any of these other things. If a person wants to get an education in that, fine, pay for it yourself. Because I personally don't see that it brings much to the party. I'm not a Philistine. I love poetry. I love English. I love Shakespeare. I love, you know, there's a lot of things I love. Art, things like art, it's completely subjective. What I think is garbage, someone else thinks is brilliant.
But the arts is a different situation. I think, look, we've discussed this before. And the art is like, Danielle, you want to say something? I mean, Danielle is doing a master's in media and journalism. That's a useful trade.
Exactly. This is why I did it, Niall, because you know what? There's too many students doing social arts and
social studies and, you know,
Hickory dickory stuff.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I know there's some clever people out there who are sociologists and all sorts of carry on, right? But in saying that, Martin, we all know there are so many kids out there who don't want to go to college, but their parents insist they go to college, pick a course, and they go, oh, I'll do the arts. It's a kind of catch-all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because a lot of parents just want to have that tag of being able to say, oh, my son or my daughter or whatever
is in college. I think, by the way, as a matter of fact, the highest dropout rate is in the arts.
Yeah, when it comes to things like media, obviously, you know, we have a vast range of, I'll use the term media, if you wish, in this country. There's a very, very, very small percentage that I regard as being real media, going out, reporting the truth, highlighting, you know, really important issues. Most of it is just propaganda. But it just, for me, it will always come back to the point that nothing is free in life. If you want to go to college and study the sex life of a Ginny Joe, fine. It's not going to bring anything to my life. It's not going to benefit my society. If you want to do that and you can afford to do that, great. Now, if you want to become a doctor, an engineer, a dentist, which I'll see later, but it, whatever, anything that will actually contribute, I have no problem.
What you're saying, Martin, in principle, it's a good idea, but it should be limited to certain third-level education courses that are actually useful to society, where we can get some money back. You're not going to get your money back on somebody who studies the sex life of a Ginny Joe.
There has to be a return. I mean, I know of younger people who've done degrees in college, and they got brilliant returns, brilliant marks, the whole lot, and they're not working in the field that they studied in college, not because there was. It's only because there was no real job there.
I know the University of Dublin are offering courses at the moment in gender studies. You know, I mean, I don't know whether I'd be offering that for free. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't know if there's too much to that. No, I'd probably know more than they would after 4 years.
No, I mean, gender studies.
What's a course on gender studies? You walk in, sit down in the class, and the teacher goes, okay, we've got men and women. That's it. Course over. There's your master's.
Yeah, I know. That's it. A 5-minute course.
Okay, but hang on. Stay there. Stay there for a second. Thank you, Danielle. Let me just go to Jason as well. Jason, hi. How are you, Martin? Stay with me.
Good afternoon,
Jason. Jason, would this be a good idea? Getting back to the crux of the idea, which is, I'm not saying increase the cost of college fees. Essentially, we are subsidizing it. Taxpayers are subsidizing it. But should we have a caveat in there that it has to be paid back? So give it completely free. Forget about the $3,000. Give it completely free. And a caveat that it's only free if you stay in the country for 5 years. Otherwise, you have to pay it back.
And how are you going to make them pay it back if they're not in the country?
Well, other countries do it. You take it out of the wages.
I'm wondering, is there a legal line that you put down that if you do go to Australia that you can attach the wages?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, yeah. We have tax agreements with most countries in the world.
We have way too many kids going to college. I'm sorry. We just do. I mean, there's young fellas out there now, 22, 23, and they're making more than these college students because they've got apprenticeships. Unfortunately, we're pushing them all. It was this idea, I think, came out of Blair, wasn't it, in the 90s, that everybody has to go to college. You know, that way. I mean, he started that. We've courses there, and you know yourself, delete to nothing. I mean, I don't know what I had the statistics before, but it's a high rate of people actually ain't working in what they studied. I have three daughters who went through college, and only one is actually in a career in what she studied.
I think that's shocking, by the way. And I know people who've been in that situation. I know one guy who was studying sales and marketing for 4 years, and he's ended up working now for the council. So what I'm saying, you are right, 100%. There are a lot of people in college. But look, if they don't go into their chosen career, as long as they stay here for 5 years, they're putting money back into the economy, because I'm sure they're not unemployed for 5 years. So they're putting money back into the economy, so you still strike it off after 5 years.
Oh, yeah, you have to get the money back out of them. I mean, not in this life is free, though. We all know that. Somebody has to pay for it at the end of the day. I think the college courses for the likes of nurses, dentists, engineers, people like that, people that are going to make a contribute to our society to make it better, we should come up with some deal for them. But all these other ones, these arts and genders and fucking what that man said about the Ginny Joe. if you want to do that, that's further educating yourself, but it's not really beneficial. Like, how many...
But, in case somebody complains, we are aware that Ginny Joes don't have sex. I'll get you conscious.
How dare you? How dare you assume that? In this day,
there's no such thing as a male or a female Ginny Joe.
Yeah, but like, it's like that, even artists, I mean, how many art creators do you need, or historian creators do you need? So, like, there's 50 in the class. There's probably only 2 jobs in the country in a 20-year period.
I don't know about that. I'm not saying, by the way, these careers are not important. There are, you know, people who are clever out there who are historians. I'll give you a classic example. Catherine Corliss is one of the most famous historians in the country now because of the Tomb Baby story. And she's a wonderful woman. Some people even suggest she should run for presidency. So what I'm saying to you is that there are some people who have utilised their course, be it historians or psychologists or psychiatrists or whatever it is, or social studies, who have done well and been quite useful and You know,
but there's not that many jobs. Not in this country. If you get a second pedestrian light in your village, they want you to run for president. Will you stop? But now there is a lot of nonsense. Now, there is a lot that we do. I mean, there's certain career. I won't even start with the government. I mean, we've people in there that have no education. I mean, you should have some type of education if you're going to run the bloody country. You should have some degree in the field that you're sitting in. I mean, you know, why should somebody that's never been in a school in their life be the Minister for Education? You know, that's just my thinking of it. You should have some type experience in that. But when it comes to college now, we're pushing too many kids into the college to do studies that are fucking no good to nobody. We're turning them away. We're not even asking them to go into apprenticeships. They're screaming for apprenticeships. Absolutely screaming for apprenticeships. You know, and the money to be made in them, and you can take them trades all over the world. But people want, oh no, my son is not going to work on a building site. But that's what they say. Not that he's a qualified craftsman. And that, do you see that thing there in that building? Yeah. Well, that was somebody who was an apprentice who done that, made that with their hands. No, they don't see that. Oh, no, he's not going on to a building site. They all want him in the Google jobs now with the fluffy fucking couches.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, they all don't want to get their hands dirty. I'm well aware of that. A lot of students don't want to get their hands dirty. And that's what Martin is saying, obviously, that certain courses, yes, certain courses, no. So would you agree with the idea in principle?
Oh God, yeah. They have to sign some type of waiver that. Especially now, I'm talking about doctors, nurses, them ones. They're teachers. We need them in this country. I still don't see how we can train them. They can't afford to live here and work here. They go away, but then we're able to bus loads in, and they can afford to live and work here. That's a totally different issue. But I mean, we need them. We need them in our country. We need to bring them in as well, because we need outside influence as well. But the amount we're training, Noel, have you got any numbers on the amount we're training that are leaving and teachers and nurses?
Well,
I mean, it's a high rate, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, when you take it that there's roughly 70,000 to 80,000 students per year, right?
And yeah.
Last year, we had 30,000 to 40,000 left the country. That's an incredible amount.
What's the average price that door course? Say the nurse. What's the average for a nurse to do?
I don't. It depends on the course, right? But most college courses now, there's a €3,000 administration fee per year.
Yeah.
So the average price is about €12,000 for most courses over a 4-year period. Now, on top of that, of course, you have to pay for your digs and all that, but that's your own business if you decide to go for a course.
They get a lot of grants for that, don't you?
Well, if your parents earn under a certain amount of money, I think it's $35,000 means test after they pay the mortgage and everything else, disposable income. Well, yes, you can get a Susie grant. But not everybody gets a Susie grant. That's only if your parents don't have the income. So, but I just think, you know, Martin, everybody kind of saying the same thing. Now, the problem we have, Martin, at the moment is this is not even up for discussion at the moment. When I say not up for discussion, we're discussing it. But the problem is you couldn't implement it now, because the reason I think a lot of people are leaving the country is because they can't afford to live here, Martin.
Yeah, and that's the major part of the problem. It's because, you know, when it comes to it, I think the governments we've had in this country, certainly for the past 25 years, have taken their eye off the ball completely, and they're looking at massive international corporations, the likes of Google and all the rest of them, and thinking, there's the easy mark. Get them in, we'll bring people in, and we can take huge revenue from those companies. And we don't have to worry about building a proper infrastructure. I would have no problem. Pardon me. I would like to see more doctors, nurses, engineers, teachers, you name it. I'd like to see far more of those educated in Ireland and staying in Ireland. And if that means that we have to have standing, hard, firm contracts signed with the young people that go into college to do those courses, to say to them, look, the state are going to guarantee that once you complete your course and you're successful in that, we will make sure that you have a home that you can live in, that you can afford. But you have to keep those skills here for 5 or 10 years or whatever else, because the state has invested in you. Now you have to return that investment.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Nuala as well. Nuala, hi, how are you?
Not too bad, Sean, though.
I think most people are on board. I was expecting everybody to think I was mad when I even suggested this, but most people seem to be on board and think it's a reasonable idea, obviously, if the economy was right.
Yeah, I think it's good, but I was just kind of thinking in my own mind, and I go back to it, it was somebody else's favourite subject, that why is it that the Danes don't immigrate? Do you know that they have free third level, and say to yourself,
because they can afford to live in their own country.
That's it. You see, they have, for everybody anyway, they've universal health and all the rest. So they're not, you see, when you're a student, you're getting free Wi-Fi all day. You're getting subsidized meals. You can go to the doctor. Because, I mean, as a mature student, I was amazed at all the things you could get up there, you know. And I was saying, then, oh God, the people I worked with, they don't get a medical card, even though they weren't there that much. And they have to pay for their meals. They have to do everything.
And when I said that at the start, we pay 3,000 a year, roughly. That's the cost of a college course in Ireland. Administration fee. Mm. But a course cost, the actual cost of that education is a lot more than €3,000. So the state are subsidising all of that.
It is, yeah. And there has to be a payback. Like, I think there has to be a restructure of third levels in this country, because I think they're all repeating the same courses. They changed the GMIT in Galway to ATU, and it's doing the same courses now that they're doing in the university. They're kind of, this is crazy. Surely they should be specialised. Each university should specialise in certain subjects. What happens is, then the people with the lowest amount of points in the Leaving Cert, they go to the also-ran universities or third levels.
PLC courses, yeah.
So you don't have any, they should all have to have an expertise in a certain speciality.
Okay. But you're not against the idea of, okay, let's abolish the 3,000 completely, give it to them for free, and say you have to stay in Ireland for 5 years, and if you decide not to stay in Ireland in 5 years, you have to start paying us back.
Yeah, that seems to be sound, because there has to be a payback for the taxpayer. I mean, if we're paying tax, and like say I'm retired now, but if people are paying tax for something, surely there should be a return in it. You know, if you're paid into the system, and then when you need the, you know, say you need the public service or whatever, and there's nobody there to give it because they're all gone. They all had a good time in college, because don't tell me that they're starving in the college, because I see...
I know they're not starving, Nuala. Sorry, I'm running out of time rapidly here, and I want to squeeze Susan in. I've got 2 minutes. Susan, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you? How's it going?
Good, Susan. Just very quickly, because I've only got
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're so welcome. I've only got 2 minutes, but unfortunately, so I'm kind of running out of time. Yeah. So do you think it's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea now to try and keep people in the country. I think it's fabulous. The only thing is, sometimes you need to spread your wings and you need to find yourself and go abroad, do you know? But if the state are going to fund for their education, then of course they need to stay in the country. Why not?
Mm. Yeah. You know? So in other words, stay in the country for 5 years, and if you leave the country and head off to Australia or Dubai or Canada or America, whatever it happens to be, we have tax agreements with most of those countries. We should be able to recoup the money on a weekly basis for the cost of your education.
I think so. So they're going to pay, the government are going to pay for the $3,000, are they? They're going to pay for you to go to the
college. So in other words, we'd abolish the $3,000. That's gone. So essentially, essentially what we would be doing, you know, that's as I explained to Nuala a second ago, is giving you an invisible loan, so to speak.
Yeah. To go to college.
To go to college. We're loaning you the money, but it's invisible. And at the end of the 5 years, if you work in this country and once you start paying tax, you know, then it starts to come slowly off the loan and you don't have to actually pay any money at all. It's just a credit off the loan. The loan keeps going down for 5 years. Until 5 years, then the loan is gone. But if you go to another country, you physically have to pay back.
Oh, yes. So you stay in this country for 5 years after you've qualified.
Yeah.
And work in your expertise.
Yeah.
Business or whatever it is, your sports management or whatever it is you have to study in.
Yeah. I don't think it's such a bad idea, do you?
I think it's a fabulous idea, Niall. And Mummy always said education is a burden easily carried.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, listen, thank you to everybody who got involved. Now, I have a few comments that I want to read out. Galway Girl says, hi, Niall. I hate to be a bubble burster, but I don't agree with your suggestion. Sure, there's nowhere for them to live here. Now, Galway Girl, I did say, all things being good, I wouldn't implement it now, obviously in the middle of a housing crisis. Obviously not. We have a housing emergency. If anything, we should be encouraging them to leave, even for college, except for, as Martin suggested, students in courses where there's actually a shortage of that particular profession. But even then, I wouldn't make it free, but I'd give them a decent discount. And no way should students doing masters qualify, only basic degrees. Work experience is far more important than going to do further education or further studies. They can go back and do that part-time and fund themselves, says Galway Girl. Billy says, I did a master's degree in 2013, so 2014. It cost $4,000 at the time and was on a skill shortage list, hence the price. But I worked 6 days a week for the close to a year, starting at 5 o'clock in the morning, working between 11:30 and 1:30 to pay my fees, rent and food, etc. And I've worked in the economy since. If we are paying for nurses' degrees, we may as well start paying for them in the Philippines. Most nurses in the HSC seem to be coming from there at this point and contribute to the economy. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. They mostly do seem to come from there. Lady Windermere says, this is clearly an indirect tax, yet again, on Irish. Illegals can get access to free third level education after 3 years. By the way, I did say at the very, very start when I was talking to, I forgot who I was talking to at the very start. Eric, of course, Eric Nettigan from Rain 2. When I was talking to Eric Nettigan from Rain 2, I did say at the very start that this would be only for people resident in Ireland and Irish citizens. I didn't say it was for anybody else, by the way, so I don't know why you're making that comment. Okay, after the break, by the way, I'm going to ask you, would you stand by a criminal if they were a member of your own family? Let's take a little short break.
This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.